Hello everyone! Welcome to Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. A few years ago, somebody introduced to me a Japanese machine for purifying water. And I started using that machine, and for years, we haven't bought a mineral water from a store or a purified water from a store, because that served us very effectively. Though just recently, we stopped using it because there is no enough water supply coming from the water district here in Zamboanga. But we used it for several times. One time, I opened it, and I found out that inside the machine, there were four tiny cylinders that serve as filtering levels. So there are four levels of filtering the water. It goes from the goes into the other side of the tube, and then it releases a water that is purified now. Now, thinking about this, we as believers, we are also going through a process of purification. And the entrance to that process of purification happens when we became believers of Jesus. And at the end of it is an outcome of a Christ-like believer formed into the image of Christ. That's exactly expressed in 1 John 3:1-3, where it says these words: "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him." And then, verse 2, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure." Now, I want us to take note of these statements that are here, and repeatedly, the words "children of God" are mentioned. Yes, when you put your faith in Jesus, you become a child of God. And while it is true that God accepted you and me just as we are to become His children, now that we are His, now that we belong to Him, God won't leave us just as we are, because He wants to process us. And that process is called the purification process, that He will start removing bad attitudes, bad character, bad habits that we have, conforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. So for now, though we are children of God, we are not yet seeing the purified version of us. Why? Because we are still in the process. If that Japanese purifying machine that I have bought has four stages of purification, for us as God's children, we have a long stage, different stages of purification, because there is much in us that has to be purified, and there is a big portion of our lives that are not inclined to who God wants us to be. And so while we are alive, while we are breathing, we are in that process of purification. That's why if you look at verses 1 and 2, it says there that we would be called children of God, and such we are. "For this reason that the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and that it has not appeared as yet what we will be." For now, we are not what God intended for us to be. We are still in the process of conforming into the image of Jesus Christ. And that process is a purification process. That is why if you look at verse 3, it says, "And everyone who has this hope," looking forward to becoming like Jesus, everyone who has this hope on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Just as Jesus is a pure person, morally perfect, we are trying to adjust ourselves day after day as we cooperate with the work of God to be transformed into the image of Christ. So now, always remember, you are in the process of purification. And there are still things that you have that God wants to remove. There are still things that we don't have that God is trying to put in us, inculcate in us, that our character, will be formed into a better one. That is why we are still being purified. So while we are having this kind of hope that someday you and I will meet Jesus and we will be like Him, we will submit ourselves in this process today. And let's be patient with the process because God is so patient with us. So take note of this. Be patient in the process of purification because our God is so patient. Many times we are hard-headed, many times we don't cooperate, but over and over He gives us chance to be retuned, to entune ourselves with Him. Let's welcome the process of purification that we may appear to be what God intends for us to be. This is my prayer for you. Shall we bow down our heads? Lord, many times we notice in ourselves, in our lives, that there are some bad attitude, some habits that we must not have as believers. But thank you because you have been working patiently in our lives. You have been building us patiently. And for those moments that we don't cooperate with the work of your Spirit, forgive us and help us to be cooperative in the way you move, in the way you are molding us today, that in the future, we will be conformed into the image of Christ. Thank you for bringing us into the process of purification, that we may be the persons that you intend for us to be. We entrust to you all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.